from Jay Briscoe firing away. Off the rope. Big right hand.
That is footage from ROH's Undeniable, with Jay Briscoe facing the Necro Butcher in a no disqualification match. One of the many DVDs I picked up last night at the 6th anniversary show. What's going on, everybody? First, let me formally apologize to anybody and everybody who was interested in me doing an audio commentary from last night. I had every intention of doing it, but things just didn't work out, to say the least. If you read my column, you'll understand what I'm saying. I'm not going to go into it again. I'm just going to say I'm sorry, and we're going to move on. So let's move on. A couple of things I want to talk about. First, I really enjoy talking about pro wrestling. I really enjoy watching the talent compete. But something's got to be done about the aspect of the live show. Every single live show I've been to has been so exhausting, and not in a good way. You know, when I went to Final Battle 06 and I saw Danielson lose the title to Homicide, I was jacked up. I felt like I could take on the world. And I thought last night I was going to have that same feeling when Nigel McGuinness fought Bryan Danielson again for the ROH world title, and Danielson came within an eyelash of winning the belt. I really thought I was going to come out of there with that same feeling. I was drained. Absolutely drained when I left that match and left that show. Yeah, you could partially call it for the fact that I had about 4 hours sleep. Could partially call it for the fact that it was a four hour show. Could partially call it for the fact that my schedule is really psychotically busy, and there are times where the stamina just doesn't stay with you. But the fact is that most ROH live events are 4 hours and change. I mean, it's nuts. I'm sorry, guys. It's nuts. Now, if you are a frequenter to the DOI, Declaration of Independence website, my friend Sean McCaffrey runs that site, he had a letter that allegedly was forwarded to the ROH roster by ROH Booker Gabe Sapolsky with some ideas as to what to do to strengthen the show, and I took a good look around during the show last night to see if I could notice some of those ideas, and I did, a little bit. I also noticed some real dead spots. I mean, quite frankly, when you're live at a show, there were dead spots, and there should be some attempt to minimize these dead spots, and ROH doesn't seem to understand that you're going to have dead spots, you're going to have crowds acting like idiots, and you're going to have times where you should figure out a way to keep the crowd going, otherwise you're going to burn them out. Maybe there isn't a way. I don't know. I think there is. I don't know what it is. If it is, if I knew, I'd be the booker and I'd be working in Ring of Honor instead of sitting here talking to you guys. I got to talk about something else from that show last night, and that was the talk show segment from Sweet and Sour Incorporated and their top dog Larry Sweeney bringing back Allison Danger for the first time that I believe she was in an ROH ring since Christopher Daniels left because of the TNA contract situation. Point blank, I don't need Allison Danger being dry humped by Bobby Dempsey in the middle of an ROH ring in New York City at the 6th anniversary show. I'm sorry, I don't need it. It's not what should be done. You want to create heel heat? Smack her in the back of the head with a microphone like you did. Done. You got your heel heat. Lock and load. Have a nice day. That's par for the course. That's wrestling. That's violence. That's what she signed up for. That's what all of them signed up for. That's what the bottom line is. But when you sit there and you have and you smack Bobby Dempsey in the back of the head with the microphone, Dempsey falls on top of Danger, and then you literally simulate them dry humping. Come on, it's classless. It's sleazy. It's classless. It's gutless. It's trashy. It's not what this company has done in the close to 4 years I've been following it. I've been following it since 2005. I really hated that segment, and I almost walked out. If I was on Long Island, I probably would have. But due to the fact that I was in the city, and I didn't want to because I wanted to see Danielson and McGinnis, I didn't walk out. Again, I'm going to recommend to anybody who is out there to pick up the Pro Wrestling NOAH DVDs, because as I keep seeing these NOAH competitors, they are just unreal. The match last night between Austin Aries and Goshi Ozaki was off the page, okay? Absolutely off the page. There were three matches last night that were insane and an absolute must-see when this DVD comes out. That was Aries versus Shiozaki, the no DQ three-way match between Roderick Strong, Eric Stevens, and the Necro Butcher for the FIP World Title, and obviously Danielson and Nigel for the ROH World Title. All three matches, off the page intense, loved them, loved, and I'll say it to the day I die, loved. And it was well worth the price of admission, well worth the price of the DVD and the whole schmear. But there were so much dead spots in that show last night that just need to be trimmed, okay? ROH is running Hammerstein Ballroom come May 10th, and I am anxious to see it, because I think if you guys have, I'm sure, have to have a place you just have to be in once before you die. For me, it was Madison Square Garden at times, but initially, then it was National Coliseum, whatever the case may be. One of the first times I went to the Manhattan Center, and I screwed up trying to get up to the Bryan Ballroom, and I looked in at the Hammerstein, and I said, I have to be in that building. One time before I die, I have to see a show in Hammerstein. Now ROH is running Hammerstein, and I'll tell you, if they run a segment like they did last night with Sweeney and Allison Danger, they're not going to run Hammerstein for very long, I don't think. Fans last night were surprisingly timid, except for this one Mick Foley-looking doofus, who I swear to God, I thought about 20 people were going to kick this guy's ass for trying to start fights during Dragon and Nigel's match. But they were surprisingly timid, which I thought was nice, because normally there's about 20 or 30 fans that sit there and try to make themselves bigger than the damn show, which is just ridiculous, but that's just me. I said this in the column, but I got to do it now. I have to give a big props out to my new friend Kyle. There's no way you can say this. I put myself out there through these podcasts, through my column, through the message board, through the blog, and I say to you, if you're at the show, look for the dope in the back of the Manhattan Center with the jersey and the glasses, and come over and say hi. Well, this dude did, and he was very cordial, very nice. Hell, he was very professional. He even took a picture with me. I was flattered, a little embarrassed too, but that's just me. I mean, hey, I'd like to think I'm just a fan like everybody else. I hope I'm just a fan like everybody else. If you guys like what I'm doing, then that makes this even more rewarding. So, Kyle, thank you very much. It was a very nice thing that you did, and I appreciate it. All right, quickly, I picked up 5 DVDs last night, which is going to set me back for about 3 months with regards to my money, but that's another story for another day. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't watched ROH before and you have the opportunity to buy a DVD, I'm going to recommend two right now. Man Up and Driven. Why? Simple. If you like hardcore, in-your-face, weapons, insanity, pick up Man Up for the ladder match between the Briscoe Brothers and Kevin Steen and El Generico, because it is off the page. If you want to see wrestling at an intense pace that will make your hair hurt, pick up Driven for the match, for the bonus match that's shown between pro wrestling Noah Stalwart Kenta and American Dragon Bryan Danielson. Watched it last night. I watched it last night at 3 in the morning. Couldn't go to sleep. I was that jacked up after watching it. Could not go to sleep. And that's kind of ironic that I said that, because that's what Kenta's move is, the go to sleep. And if you've heard that before, yes, CM Punk has copied go to sleep from Kenta. Picked up the Royal Rumble to hear the pop for Cena as he came out at the end of the Rumble match. I have to say, the Rumble match was extremely entertaining. Extremely entertaining. The pop between Cena and the Game was immense. There's nothing else that can be said. It was immense. The emotion back and forth during that was off the page. And it was impressive, especially for a WWE show, because you don't hear that very much at a WWE show, at a WWE pay-per-view. I'm going to be very anxious to hear how the crowd pops are when I pick up No Way Out in a couple of weeks. But that was well worth the price of admission. Yeah, there are DVDs I picked up. I picked up an old one back from 06, where ROH was in a feud with Combat Zone Wrestling, and they had a match called Cage of Death, which is basically War Games souped up with a ton more weapons. Wow. Wow. Nothing else can be said. Wow. Now, before anybody else says I'm a shrill and all I'm talking is ROH, 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 I'm a father of three guys. I'm a father of three boys. I'm looking for a night out to enjoy myself, to sit back, to try and relax, and to basically watch people beat the holy hell out of each other. And what are my choices? My choices are to wait for TNA to come back in the next 6 months and spend $40 for a seat that's 100 yards away, further away from where I was last night. Or wait every couple of months, spend $15 to $20, get a general admission ticket to this show, and watch these guys who might have aspirations to go further or might be content, like somebody like Danielson, to wrestle in front of 1,200 people, who will sit there and blow the roof off of the damn building when you come into the ring, and watch some spots and watch the emotion and watch the intensity that you don't see on television. I swear to God, you don't see it. You know? I've been to a couple of other smaller independent shows. The intensity is off the page. I know, I'm repeating myself, but it's the truth. I've been to a couple of WWE shows back in 2000. It wasn't, the intensity there was minimal compared to what you see at some of these smaller shows. Minimal, okay? Now, people are going to say, why didn't you go to TNA? I mean, TNA was closer. TNA had all the people show up. You know how ROH is talented and show up Friday night in Deer Park. You know what? The weather sucked here this past weekend. The weather sucked here. All right? Bottom line. And why didn't they go to TNA this past weekend? Simple. I paid $16 for an ROH ticket. I sat closer than I would have in the North Fork Theater for more money. I saw matches that I've never seen before. I saw talent that I've never seen before. And I saw 4 hours of entertaining wrestling. Okay? Yes, the reports are TNA's show in Westbury was enjoyable. Yes, there was a Samoa Joe AJ Styles match that I would kill to see. Okay? But am I going to want to spend $35 to sit further away to watch Kurt Angle Christian Cage for the 975th time? No, thank you. Okay? Title match, no title match, I don't care. I'm not going to watch it. I have no desire. Alright? When push comes to shove, maybe I'm a little burnt out. Who knows? You know, real life can burn somebody out pretty quick. But I have to admit, I'm entertained by what I see from Ring of Honor. And if you want to call me a shrill for saying it, so be it. But the bottom line that I want everybody to understand, through anything I write, through anything I say, through anything you hear, see, or credit to me, the bottom line is, when it comes to pro wrestling, I respect and admire every single person, regardless of organization, who steps through those ropes and does feats in that ring that I couldn't possibly dream of doing. So, call me a shrill, call me what you will, that's the way I feel. Thank you for allowing me the chance to vent. I appreciate it. I welcome comments at any time, in any form, at the blog, on my email, at the message board, on the shout box. I'm not a hard person to find, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to talk to me about something, just drop me a line. I'll see you soon, okay? Adios.